It's hot in plastic surgery these days. Beauty in the eye of the beholder. But, you know, it changes all the time. Back when Marilyn Monroe was hot, she was ultra feminine and curvy. 10 years later, it was Twiggy. She was, right, skinny, androgynous, all of that. Tans were in for a long time. You know, pasty white skin was in for a while. I'm not sure what the rage is now. So let's find out. Dr. Stuart Kincaid is a board-certified plastic surgeon practicing since the late 1980s. He joins us from quite possibly the plastic surgery capital of the world, Beverly Hills, and his medical office, Beverly Hills Physicians. Dr. Kincaid, thank you. What are you seeing that definitely is a sign of our times?
Well, I see that there's a continued and growing ongoing interest in plastic surgery. I find the expectations perhaps are a bit more challenging. The media is replete with a lot of beautiful celebrities, and the average man and woman on the street would certainly like to look like those celebrities. So we do have to spend a little bit more time communicating with their body habitus and their hopes and dreams and desires.
Seems to me like these days the ladies prefer a couple of bags of groceries in the posterior. Is that accurate?
Yes, it's been said that we're living in the booty era, and certainly with the celebrities that we're all familiar with, they're seeing it in the media, and they're wanting it for themselves. You're absolutely correct.
Right. So, but that's not going to last forever. I mean, there's a whole in today, out tomorrow thing. So is that sort of thing reversible?
It is and it isn't. If properly done, you're putting taking the fat from one part of the body and inject it in the buttock area. And it is a permanent viable fat graft. And, of course, as people gain weight or lose weight, they can certainly do that in their buttock area as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we tell them that. But if they change their mind or the trend goes out of vogue 5 to 10 years from now, certainly you could do some liposuction of the buttock per se and take some of that graft out, although we put the fat not only under the skin but in the muscle, and it is hard to suction the viable fat graft that's in the muscle, but we can between the muscle and the skin.
Are the men catching up with the ladies when it comes to requesting procedures?
Yes, it's still it's growing, to answer your question. It's probably, I would say, 15, perhaps 20% of the nationwide market for elective plastic surgery.
Yeah, how about that? So what are some of the other popular procedures that people want these days?
Well, I think with the economy, we've seen an ever-growing demand for less invasive, less costly procedures. It goes without saying, Botox, Juvederm, Voluma, those are injectable, facial injectables.
Yep.
I think that some people are opting for laser resurfacing, CO2 laser resurfacing for tightening the skin, not as much as a facelift, but it certainly is more efficacious than just a chemical peel.
Yeah.
So I would say a trend for less expensive, less invasive, or in conjunction with plastic surgery.
Can I ask you this? I mean, the ladies out there, and some of the men for that matter, that get the facelift or they're having some kind of procedure, that it raises the eyebrows and the cheeks move up, and then there's like an interesting, almost like a feline appearance to the mouth. And some of these ladies, honestly, they look like cats or like lions.
Well,
and what is that exactly? What's going on there?
Well,
are those botched deals?
I think they're overdone deals. I don't know. The common layman's term is botched. I don't know necessarily botched, but I think if some patients actually demand and like that look. I personally, and a classically trained plastic surgeon, I like the enhanced natural look. And you're right. The media and the public sees that, and it strikes fear in them.
Sure.
And so the other phenomenon that's occurring, especially with the economic times that we're living in and medical health care delivery systems changing, you're finding non-board-certified plastic surgeons are welcoming this elective cosmetic surgery, and perhaps they don't have the training or the judgment. Mm-hmm. And if you look at a lot of these patients, they're being performed by non-board-certified plastic surgeons.
Uh-oh.
By the American Board of Plastic Surgery.
That's a mistake, yeah.
It's a judgment call, and the public is confused. And we go out of our way to explain the difference in training and experience.
Yeah, well, see, they offer plastic surgery at the Walmart near my house, but you got to be careful.
That's coming soon.
Yeah, but with all the advancements in technologies, is there some new breakthrough that that you're real excited about, or something that's coming in the near term?
Well, I think safety is always paramount, and again, the media, when you hear about quote-unquote botched plastic surgery, is frequently done in non-accredited surgery centers, non-accredited anesthesia personnel. And I think that information's good. And I think with this, in some ways, the public is better informed. They ask about, are you board certified? Are you using a accredited nationally inspected surgery center? Are you using certified anesthesia personnel? And in that sense, I think safety has improved. The judgment thing that we have, the results that we were talking about earlier, unfortunately, that's a highly personal, stylized thing. But I do think, in general, safety has come on board, and there's better supervision locally and nationally.
Dr. Stuart Kincaid, thank you again. Board-certified plastic surgeon, practicing in Beverly Hills at the Beverly Hills Physicians. That's